感谢神，我们今天下午呢，邀请 Joyce 五姐妹在这里做见证。
Thank God that this afternoon we have asked Sister Joyce Moore to come and testify.
那我们求神赐给她智慧口才。
May God grant her wisdom in her testimony.
能够借着她的这个见证荣耀神。
So that through her testimony, God may be glorified.
那也让听见的人都能够得到造就。
We pray that all of us who listen can also be edified.
那我们现在就请这个 Joyce 姐妹上来做见证。
I invite her to come up and share her testimony.
Let's hold our heads and pray in silence.
让我们一同低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I will bear testimony.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
For those of you who don't know me, my name is Joyce.
如果你不认识我的话，我的名字叫黄成英。
I grew up in church. I was born after I was born as an infant. I was baptized into the True Jesus Church.
我是在真耶稣教会长大的，在我在婴儿的时候我就受洗。
And I've been going to Baldwin Park Church for many years now.
我在伯恩教会也聚会了很多年。
And today I was asked to testify about God's grace to me after graduation.
我今天想要跟大家分享见证是在我毕业以后神给我的恩典。
And I think to summarize, I guess all the grace I've received, a couple months ago my mom gave me a call out of the blue.
我想要先总结一下这个见证。那在几个月之前，我妈妈给我打了一个电话。
And the only reason she called me was to tell me, 我觉得神真的很疼你。
那我妈妈跟我讲的主要的打电话主要的目的就是跟我讲说，我觉得神真的很爱你。
And which means I think that God really cares about you and loves you.
那所以就是英文刚刚Joyce讲的神真的很爱他。
And so, I think that's a good way to summarize, my life so far. I feel God has been very good to me.
这就是我想要先说我的总结，就是神真的很爱我。
So I will start with, while I was in pharmacy school, I started to try to find a job.
那我先从我在药剂的学院里面在准备找工作的时候。
And it's required for us to have hours in order to graduate.
这个要毕业的话是有要求一些工作的时数。
And so for my first year or first and second year, I was trying to find a job. And when I applied for jobs, I only applied for jobs I knew where I wouldn't have to work on the Sabbath.
所以在第一年、第二年的时候，当我在找工作的时候，我总是找那些不需要在安息日、礼拜六聚会工作的时候。
But after searching for a while, I was never able to find a job.
但是我从来就没办法找到这样的工作。
So eventually, I started to look for just I started applying everywhere.
所以我后来就放弃了，就开始到处找工作。
And so the job I ended up getting was where I did have to work some Saturdays and Friday nights, but it was a pretty good job.
所以我找到一个工作，这个工作蛮不错的，可是需要礼拜五晚上以及礼拜六工作。
And usually I was able to switch into the afternoon shift on Saturdays, which started at 1:30, because most an afternoon shift usually went from 1:30 till closing, which was around 10:30.
所以我有时候都可以找到人来跟我来做交换，然后是在礼拜六从一点工作到十点钟。
And I felt like it was okay. I mean, at least I was able to attend services in the morning. I was able to keep Sabbath as much as possible, and I was doing my best to keep the Sabbath.
So I just 觉得还好，因为这样的话，至少我可以参加礼拜六早上安息日的聚会。我已经是尽我全力来做到这样子。
And so this went on for maybe about a year or so.
所以这样的情况就延续了差不多一年左右。
And during one ESSC, I was interpreting for the minister.
在一次的灵恩会当中，我被安排要帮一个传道翻译。
And in the sermon, the minister was saying, oftentimes all we care about are our own desires, our own ambitions, our own goals, our own pleasures.
在讲道当中，这个传道他就分享说，很多时候我们心里只想到我们的野心，想到我们自己的欲望，想到我们自己的享受。
And we don't put God first.
我们并没有把主耶稣放在第一位。
And we don't think about what God desires of us.
我们也没有想到主耶稣要我们做的是什么。
And as he was saying these things, those words really, I feel like they cut me to the heart.
所以他这些话，让我觉得好像刺到我的心里。
And I started actually like crying on the pulpit.
所以我差点在讲台上面就哭出来。
And reminded me of a verse at the time, which is in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 13. It's a verse we're all really familiar with, so I can just read it to you.
是在以赛亚书的
58,
第58章
verse
13, 第十三节
which says, If you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
所以在以赛亚书五十八章十三节，这个大家都很熟悉的经节说到：“你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称主的圣日为可尊重的，并且尊重这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。”
Because at that time I was doing my own thing.
因为那时候我的确就是在做我自己的私事。
I was not calling the Sabbath delight.
我们并我并没有把安息日作为为圣
，and was not honoring him.
我并没有尊重他。
And so I made a determination after that, the prayer after that sermon. In that prayer after that sermon, I made a determination.
所以在那一次的讲道之后，祷告当中，我就做了就下了决心。
And I told God, I'm going to talk to my boss about this and see if I can figure something out.
所以我就。跟神立志说，我要跟我的老板来谈谈看，可不可以换时间。
Now, it's actually very challenging to do this.
实际上，这对我来说是非常困难。
Because after so many times of in previous interviews of telling, you know, potential employers that I will not be able to work on Sabbath, and hearing so many refusals.
因为在过去的面谈的经验当中，当我提出说我尽量不要在礼拜六工作的时候，我常常都是被拒绝这个工作。
And even when I took this job, and I had to mention it as well, and it was of course I was refused.
而在接受这个工作，同样的，我也跟他们提过说，可不可以不要在礼拜六工作，也被拒绝了。
And I'm a pretty timid person, and when I talk to people above me, so I felt like it was going to be a very, very big challenge.
对我来说，要对一个职位比我高的人来讲话，是一件蛮困难的事情。
So the week after, actually, I ended up being called into my boss's office for some reason.
所以在一个礼拜之后，我被叫进老板的办公室，为了别的事。
And so I took that opportunity to speak to my boss about the whole situation.
我就抓住这个机会，就跟他提到。
And so I mentioned, well, you know, right now, on Saturdays, the intern shift was, there was a morning one, there was a 10, around 11 o'clock shift, and then there was the 1:30 shift.
所以我提到说，以实习生来说，是有两个时段的，一个是早上差不多十点钟，一个是下午一点左右。
There was like a, it was like a 8, 10, 8, and 11, and a 1:30 shift.
所以是有八点、十一点，还有一点半的。
And this schedule had been in place for years.
所以这样子的时间表已经执行了好多年都没有改变过。
And I mentioned to him, well, you don't really need an intern to come in at 1:30.
所以我就跟他讲说，你其实不需要一个实习生是在一点半进来。
You only need them to come in later in the day when the 8 o'clock is leaving.
你其实需要的就是八点的那个时段的人已经离开了以后，你才需要这个实习生进来。
And I was wondering if I come in on Saturdays, can I come in at 4:30?
所以我问他说，如果说我礼拜六进来工作，我可不可以四点半就进来
？And actually, prior to this, my boss had also asked me, "How come I always see you switching into the Saturday night shifts? That's the shift that no one wants."
那在那之前，其实我的老板曾经问过我说，为什么我发现你总是喜欢换到礼拜六晚上的那个时段，因为那个晚上那个时段是大家最不喜欢的。
And I explained to him, well, I try to keep the Sabbath.
我就跟他提过说，因为我想要守安息日。
And my boss happened to be a Christian. And that, I found out at that time, my boss happened to be a Christian.
所以那时候我才发现我的老板刚好是个基督徒。
And so he said, well, you know, that makes sense. You save me money. So in the future, if you switch to the Saturday night shift, you can come in at 4:30.
所以后来这个老板就说，你讲的蛮有道理的，而且你这个做法会帮我省一些钱，所以你礼拜六的话，你就四点半以后再进来。
So from that point on, I was able to keep a full day of Sabbath service and go to church after services. I mean, go to work after services.
所以从那之后以后，我就可以守全天的安息日，然后在那之后才进去工作。
And I really praise God about that. I remember when the first time I came in on a 4:30, all the other colleagues were like, "What are you doing here at a 4:30? We don't have a 4:30 shift."
我很感谢神这个安排。我记得第一次我四点半进去的时候，我所有同事都用很疑惑的眼光看我，然后说：“你怎么会四点半进来？这个时间很奇怪。
”And I was the only person that he allowed to come in at that time.
而我是唯一一个被允许是那个时间可以进去。
So I really thank the grace of God for that.
所以我很感谢赞美神。
So fast forward to after graduating, and I had to find a new job.
那在毕业之后呢，我需要找一个正式的工作。
And so I would have to start over, trying to figure out how to take care of the Saturday situation.
所以又要重新开始了，我要来思考怎么样子来安息日这的时段。
And thank God I was actually able to stay on with the same company as a part-time pharmacist.
而我很幸运的，我可以在原来的工作做，原来的公司作为一个兼职的药剂师。
And I had good pay, it was great benefits, the schedule, however, was really bad.
所以我有很好的福利，有很好的薪水，但是时间表不太好。
So of course, again, I would be scheduled on Saturdays.
所以再次的，我必须礼拜六工作。
Now, this particular pharmacy, there was a Saturday night shift that started at 4:30.
而这一个这个药局它是特别有一个礼拜六四点半的时段。
And so I would always attempt to try to switch into that shift if I was scheduled on a Saturday.
所以我如果被安排到礼拜六的话，我就尽量调整，可以跟人家换到四点半那个时段。
And there was one time where I happened to be scheduled for an 11 o'clock shift, and for the life of me, I could not get in touch with the 4:30 person to switch with him.
那有一次呢，我是被安排到十一点半，然后我不管怎么样子的联络都没有办法跟那个跟四点半的人联络上来跟他换时间。
And so that entire week, I was just so, I was so nervous the entire week. I was and praying the entire week of trying to figure out how I was going to take care of this.
所以那一个礼拜我都非常紧张，然后一直拼命的祷告，在想我要怎么解决这件事。
So that Saturday morning, I went to church early to pray and repent.
在那个礼拜六的早上，我到教会来做早祷，然后我悔改。
And then I went to drive off to work.
所以我就准备去工作。
And when I got to work, there was the 4:30 pharmacist who ended up coming in at that time.
而我到了公司的时候，才发现那个四点半的药剂师在那边。
And I asked him, "What are you doing here?"
我就问他说：“你怎么在这里？”
And he said, "Oh, I'm not scheduled right now." And I said, "No, I'm scheduled."
那个药剂师就很惊讶说，这不是我的时段吗？我就跟他讲说，不是，是我的时段。
So he came in at the wrong time, and I just said, well, we can switch. You can take my shift right now, and I'll come back at 4:30.
所以他结果是他弄错时间了，所以我就趁机跟他讲说，那我们就干脆交换好了，我四点半再过来。
And so thank God, I was able to go back to church.
所以感谢神，我又可以回到教会。
And I think God really knew my heart that I really wanted to keep Sabbath.
所以主耶稣知道我们的心，知道我真的很享受安息日。
And so even though after that point, I was always able to switch into the night shift, I never really felt settled in my heart about it.
虽然说那段时间我常常有机会可以换到安息日晚上的时段，可是我还是觉得我的心很不安。
I wasn't really able to serve very much because I would always have to rush after church to go to work.
因为我不能做太多的侍奉，每次教会聚完会之后，我就得赶去工作。
Couldn't clean, I couldn't join choir.
我不能做清洁的工作，我也不能参加诗班。
And a lot of times, even though you're physically here, when your mind may be elsewhere because you know you have work to go to afterwards.
而很多时候，你虽然人在这边，可是你的心却是在另外的地方，因为你一直在想之后的工作。
Despite this, I continue doing this. I felt like I'm doing the best I can. I'm going to church, and this is the best I can do.
但是即使是这样，我还是持续的做下去，因为我觉得这已经是我能做到最好的情况。
And it wasn't until one day, in the middle of a busy work day, I cursed out loud. I said a curse word out loud in the middle of the work day in front of all my colleagues and all the customers in the pharmacy.
直到有一天在工作的时候，我忽然间很大声的骂了一个诅咒的话，是在所有的顾客以及我同事面前。
And at that point, it was when I haven't cursed since like middle school, when it was a cool thing to do.
这是从我中学生以来，以为那是一件很酷的事以来，第一次发生这样事。
And it was at that point I realized that there was something wrong.
那时候我就觉得有什么东西不对了。
I realized that, you know, there, even though I'm physically able to be here, but I wasn't really having peace in my heart.
我虽然可以尽量的守安息日了，但是我的心里并没有平安。
And the job itself was probably too stressful for me.
而工作也对我来说压力太大了。
And so I felt like it was time to start to look for a new job.
所以那就让我想到说，我是不是该找新的工作。
Now, when it comes to healthcare is 24/7.
而我们知道，作为医疗的机构，都是要24小时随时待命。
And so it's really challenging to find a Monday through Friday job.
所以对我来说，很难找到一个工作是只有礼拜一到礼拜五的工作。
And a lot of when I was looking for jobs, a lot of them require something called a residency, which is sort of an extra year of training after pharmacy school.
而我在找工作的时候，很多的工作都是需要你在从药剂师的学院毕业了以后，你还要再多一年的实习。
And I'm not smart enough, so I didn't get that. And I'm not smart enough, so I wasn't able to get a residency.
我觉得我不够聪明，所以我没有得到那一年的实习的机会。
And so because of that, it just felt very, very challenging to find a Monday through Friday job.
所以对我来说，要找到一个礼拜一到礼拜五的工作非常的困难。
I didn't really have very high hopes.
我不抱太大的希望。
One day I saw that there was a job opportunity online for a Monday through Friday. It said, a clinical pharmacist, Monday through Friday, no residency needed.
而有一次我在网上的时候看到一个工作机会，它上面是写说临床的药剂师，礼拜一到礼拜五。
No residency needed.
而也不需要那多一年的实习的时间。
And so I applied for the job and got an interview.
所以我就申请这个工作，然后得到一个面试的机会。
And this job was located in San Diego.
这个工作是在圣地亚哥。
And after I went to the interview, I came to the realization that if I did and eventually go to the company, I would be the only and first full-time pharmacist hired.
我发现
Basically, I would be the only employee.
所以当我去面谈的时候，我才发现这个公司很小。如果说我被雇用了，我会是第一个雇用的全职员工在那边。
There'd be no benefits.
没有什么福利。
It'd be a pretty large pay cut.
也是一个很大的薪水的减少。
I would have to move to San Diego with no help. Within 2 weeks with no help.
我也必须在两个礼拜之内自己搬到圣地亚哥。
So it was sort of a very big step down. It would sort of be a big step down.
所以对我来说，其实是在职业上面一个很大的退步。
And there's also a lot of fear within the job security.
对我来说，工作的稳定性也是一个很大的问题。
However, I prayed about it, I thought about it, and I felt like I should just do it.
但是我在祷告、在思考之后，我还是想我来试试看。
And so, thank God, after I took the job, I was able to find an apartment within the 2 weeks.
感谢神，在我决定接受这个工作以后，我在两个礼拜之内就找到了公寓。
And I moved down to San Diego.
我就搬到了圣地亚哥。
Started working Monday through Friday.
我就开始礼拜一到礼拜五的工作。
And I was able to attend Sabbath services, Friday night services, Bible studies.
所以我可以参加安息日的聚会，我可以参加礼拜五的聚会，我连周间的那些圣经的分享我也可以参加。
And when I moved back here, actually, I remember there was a sister who told me, "You look so much happier than you were before you left. You look so much happier now than before you left, before you took this job in San Diego."
当我就是从 San Diego 回来了以后，有一个姐妹曾经跟我讲说，你回来从 San Diego 回来的样子，比你当初离开的样子快乐很多。
Because I really did start to, I think I had a lot more peace and joy.
所以我想在我的心里有很多的平安，很多喜乐。
And now the company that I work for has like 70 employees. We have benefits, and I have a really great boss.
而现在这个公司已经成长成70人左右的公司，也有很好的福利，我的老板对我也很好。
And I was able to work from home a couple days a week previously. And so I really thank God. I feel like he really gave me such a wonderful opportunity because of that desire to want to keep the Sabbath.
而且他允许我每一个礼拜有几天是可以从家里工作，所以我非常感谢神让我有拿到这个工作机会。
I feel like God really listened to my prayers.
所以我觉得感觉到说神真的聆听我的祷告。
Okay, so that is about my job. And now testify about my marriage.
所以这是关于我在工作上面得到恩典，现在我想要来谈我婚姻上的恩典。
There was a period of time when I was in, before I got married, where I felt a lot of, felt like that getting married in church was very difficult.
在曾经有一段时间我在未婚的时候，我曾经觉得要在教会里面结婚是件很困难的事。
And there was one prayer I made to God on a Friday night, before service.
所以在礼拜五有一次的在会前之前的祷告当中，我跟神祷告。
And it was a prayer made out of a lot of frustration because I felt like opportunities of getting married were there was no opportunity to get married is how I felt.
那个祷告是充满了挫折，因为我觉得在教会里面能够结婚机会不大。
And so in that prayer, I literally started listing brothers to God. I started listing brothers out to God.
所以在那个祷告当中，我就开始把想得到的弟兄就开始列出来。
I said, this brother is getting married. This brother is taken. This brother is weird.
所以我就说这个弟兄已经有对象了，这个弟兄已经有对象，然后这个弟兄怪怪。
And then I got to Sky.
所以我一个一个列出来，就列出到慕天。
And I thought, well, Sky's okay.
所以我就想慕天还好了。
I get along with him.
我跟他还处得不错。
If it were your will, God, I would be okay with it.
所以如果是神的旨意的话，我愿意接受。
But I would never like actively go for it.
但是我不会主动的去接触。
Because Sky is very much not my type.
因为慕天弟兄真的不是我的喜。
Yeah. So actually, and a week after, so during that time, Sky and I were pretty good friends.
所以在那段时间，慕天弟兄跟我是很好的朋友。
And we were carpooling to church occasionally.
有时候我们会一起开车到教会。
And so the week after that, we both happened to be carpooling together to church. And after church, there was a sort of a gathering for a sister's birthday.
有一次我们一起乘车到教会，然后在聚会之后，我们有一个就是帮一个姐妹庆祝的一个活动。
And after and during that gathering, at one point I went to the kitchen. I turned around really, really quickly, and I slammed my head against the door frame.
而在那一个聚会当中，我转身的时候，很不小心的，很用力的撞到了门槛。
And I started to feel nauseous and really dizzy.
所以我就觉得昏头转向。
And actually, for a couple months after that, I would get headaches like very, very frequently.
实际上在那次意外之后，我有好几个月都觉得头痛。
And so I went upstairs to take a quick rest.
所以我就上楼做一个休息。
Afterwards, I felt like, no, I have to go home because I had work the next day.
那之后我就想不行了，我得回家了，因为我明天还要工作。
And the people were still hanging out and having fun.
那弟兄姐妹仍然是聚集在那边，在很愉快。
And I told Sky, I gotta go home. If you want to stay, you can find your own ride. But I'm gonna go home right now.
我就跟慕天弟兄讲说，我必须要回家了。如果说你要留下来的话，没关系。可是可能你要请别人载你，我得回家。
And I happened to drive that day.
因为那天是我开车。
And he said, "No, I'll go with you."
那慕天弟兄就跟我讲说，不，那不用了，我跟你一起走。
And so we got into the car, and I was about to start driving.
所以我们进了车子里面以后，我就准备要开车。
And he took one look at me and said, "You're not driving. I'm going to drive."
那个慕天弟兄跟我讲说，你不可以开车，我来开车。
And so during that entire drive, I just started to feel like, wow, this guy is like a really, really nice person.
所以在那个开车回家的路上，我就觉得，哎，这个弟兄蛮不错。
And I was just sort of looking at him very differently.
所以我就看他的眼光就不太一样。
Like, hey, he's a good person.
我就说，我心里想就觉得，哎，这个人是很好的人。
And after everything had happened, I told this story to some brothers and sisters, and a brother said, "It's like God had to slam you across the head and say, 'Pay attention.'"
所以在这很久之后，我曾经跟另外的弟兄姐妹分享过的时候，他们就说那个时段应该是好像有
like God was slapping you across the head, pay attention to him.
所以好像是神伸出手拍我的头一下，说你睁开眼睛看一看，注意这个弟兄。
And so after that point, even Sky said that he felt that I was treating him differently.
即使是慕天弟兄后来也跟我讲说，在那之后他就觉得我对他方态度好像不太一样。
Previously, I would not really talk to him unless it was about church-related stuff.
在那之前，如果我们只谈一些教会的事
，or church work-related stuff，
或者是圣工关于圣工的事
，and even when my grandmother passed away and I went to go to her funeral, I remember he texted me and said, "I'm sorry for your loss."
即使是说在我祖母过世的时候，我有收到他一个信息说，我很遗憾你的祖母过世。
And I said, "Oh, thanks. Can you pick up Demi next week?" I said, "Oh, thank you. Can you pick Demi up for church next week? Can you pick up a sister to go to church next week?"
我跟他只是很冷淡的说，谢谢。可是那下礼拜你可不可以帮我接另外一个姐妹
？Yeah. So, that's just to say that you could tell I was really not interested ever.
所以从我的反应，你就可以看得出来，我那时候对他并没有什么感觉。
But I think, during that one prayer, I did mention to God that if it was God's will, I'd be willing to go for this.
可是在那个祷告当中我就感觉到我臣服在神的旨意之下说如果这是神的旨意的话我愿意接受。
And I think the reason why I did that was because I knew that he was a man of prayer. He was a prayerful person.
我为什么会这样子想因为我知道他是一个很会祷告的人。
Because every time I come to church on Friday before service or Saturday before service, he's also there to pray.
因为在礼拜五来聚会之前或者是礼拜天早上早祷会我总是看到他很早就来祷告。
So after that, we started hanging out more. And at one point, after one of our study hangouts, I said to him, "Is this friendship going somewhere?"
所以我们就继续相处了一段时间以后，有一次在我们的一次聚会当中，聚会之后我就问他说，我们的友谊会有不同的方向吗？
And his response was, I have been praying for this for over almost 2 years.
而他的反应就是说，我已经为这件事情祷告了两年。
And so things went on, and in the midst of our courtship, at one point we decided we should probably get engaged soon.
所以我们就继续发展下去，然后到了某一个点的时候，我觉得我们可以考虑订婚。
And however, I felt like my parents probably would not be agreeable to it because he was still a student.
而我有点担心说我的父母可能会不同意因为他还在求学。
So we decided, well, let's pray about it.
所以我们就决定说我们一起来祷告。
That same week, I got a call from my dad.
那同就是在那一个礼拜我接到我爸爸的一个电话。
And he said, why don't you this guy get engaged?
他主动的跟我讲说你和慕天是不是该订婚了。
And so we got engaged.
所以我们就订婚了。
And so thank God, now we are married. I'm very thankful for God's blessings.
所以感谢神，我们现在结婚了，而且很感谢神的安排。
Now, earlier when I shared how my mom called me out of the blue to say that she feels that God really loves me.
我前面有提到说，我妈妈打电话给我，然后说神真的很爱你。
And I'm going to share the reason why she said that.
那我现在要来跟你们分享为什么他会说那句话。
So a couple months ago, Sky was driving to work and was about to, and he was going to make a left turn on a large street.
在几个礼拜之前，慕天弟兄有几个月之前，慕天弟兄有一次开车上班的途中要做一个左转。
And a person coming from the left ran the red light.
左边开过来的车子闯红灯。
And so he basically went straight up against Sky's car while he was driving.
所以他就很用力的撞上了慕天弟兄的车。
And if Sky had driven maybe a couple inches more, then that car would have been a T-bone right against the driver's seat.
如果说那些时候慕天弟兄的车再是往前几寸的话，他就是直接的撞到。这个驾驶座。
However, thank God, he hit just basically the front portion of the car.
感谢神，就是差那几寸，他撞到的是前面的部分。
And Sky's car was totaled.
整台车就必须要拖掉走。
And at the time, it seemed the person who ran the red light took responsibility and took fault.
那个闯红灯的人必须要负全责。
Or he admitted fault. at the time.
他承认是那时候他承认是他的错。
However, when everyone went home, then they claimed that Sky had run the red light.
但是回家以后，这个人就改变他的故事，就变成是说是 Sky 他来闯红灯。
And Sky only had liability insurance.
而 Sky 他只有基本险。
And so we don't really, first of all, we don't know very much about this, and we don't want to fight, we didn't really want to fight over with the other party over all this.
所以我们一个是不太懂，一个是也不太跟别人吵。
And so we thought about it, we prayed about it, and we thought, well, we'll just let it go, we'll buy a new car.
所以我们就一起祷告，然后我们讨论了以后就说就算了，我们就买一台新车。
I mean, thank God, Sky is not injured. Nothing happened. It's just a car. It's just a physical thing.
我们感谢神，至少牧天弟兄没有受伤，所以我们就是买一台新车就是了。
Okay, and thank God we were able to buy a car pretty quickly the next week, and it was very smooth.
而我们在下一个星期当中就很顺利的买到车，然后开的也很好。
And however, maybe a couple weeks after this occurred, we got a bill in the mail.
但是在几个礼拜之后，我们就收到一个账单。
And it was for a couple thousand dollars because his totaled car had been sitting in a garage.
那个账单是说他被拖掉的车子是在停车场已经几个礼拜，所以要几千块。
And previously, when Sky had left the car there, he said, "Oh, well, how much? Like, how do I pay for this? What should I do about this?"
当牧天弟兄在事件刚发生的时候，他停在那个停车场，他有问他们说，那是多少钱呢？我又要怎么付呢？
And they had said, well, don't worry about it, because your insurance or the other party's insurance will take care of it.
他们跟他讲的是说，不用担心，因为另外一个负责任的责任方会他的保险公司会付钱。
But now that after basically at that point the case was closed and it was determined that no one was at fault for the accident.
但是所以那时候的案子已经是结束了，然后就是算是大家都没有错误的情况下。
And so basically we would probably have to fork out the money.
所以就变成是我们要来负担这个钱。
And of course at that in the day we got the bill was the Tuesday right before ESSC started.
而这是在灵恩会发生的灵恩会开始的礼拜二的时候，我们收到这个账单。
Now, throughout the entire process, we already felt pretty wronged.
在这整个过程当中，我们已经觉得很不对。
And now that we got this bill, then you start to feel anger.
所以当我们收到这个账单的时候，我们就非常生气。
Because yeah, we can pay it, and it will be taken care of.
当然，我们是可以付。
But then you feel this sort of like wrong in your heart that like this isn't your fault.
但是你会心里觉得很委屈，因为这不是你的错。
And especially since ESSC was coming up the next couple of days, we didn't want to feel that sort of like anger and frustration.
因为灵恩会马上就要开始了，所以我们不想在心里有这个很不高兴的、很生气、然后很沮丧的情绪在。
So we decided to fast that evening, fast and pray that evening.
所以在那个晚上我们就决定说我们要禁食祷告。
And so we fasted and prayed together.
我们一起的禁食祷告。
And after we got up from prayer, we started sharing also how was your prayer?
所以我们祷告完以后就互相分享说你祷告的体验怎么样。
And we both ended up sharing that in both of our prayers, we prayed just for God to give us peace in our hearts. No matter what the result is.
结果我们发现我们祷告都是一样，我们都是说不管结果是怎么样的，求主耶稣给我们心里的平安。
Now, something I didn't mention earlier was that on the day that he got into an accident, two witnesses actually gave Sky their business cards and told him that he can contact them anytime.
所以我没有提到的是，当这个意外发生、车祸发生的时候，实际上有两个目击者有给他一个名片，说就是上面有他们联络电话。
And the entire time for about the two or three weeks, the insurance companies were trying to get in touch with the witnesses, but they always happened to miss each other.
在过去的两三个礼拜，保险公司有试着联络这个目击者，可是都错过了。
And so the day, so that Wednesday morning, Sky called the witnesses and he called the insurance again.
所以在礼拜三早上的时候，牧天弟兄就打电话给目击者，然后又再打电话给保险公司。
And they were finally able to reach each other.
所以他们就终于联络上了。
And a couple hours later, he got a call from the other party's insurance.
所以几个小时之后，另外一方的保险公司打电话来。
And they said, we assume full responsibility.
我们结论是我另外一方需要拿所有的责任。
And we got a check for the car.
所以我们就拿到一张支付新车的支票。
They took care of the car that was in the payment for the garage.
他们也付了那个车子留在停车场的费用。
And this all happened within a couple hours that Wednesday morning.
就是在礼拜三早上的那几个小时当中发生所有事。
And it just was so smooth.
而进行得非常平顺。
And I've heard so many stories of other people who go through similar experiences.
我听过很多其他人类似的见证。
And usually, I mean, if the case is closed, and you know, then the result is usually not the smooth.
如果说案件已经结束的话，那通常结果都不太好。
And so when my mom called me that day, so I had told my mom about the situation.
所以我就跟我妈妈讲整个情况。
And then the day after she had called me.
那之后她我妈妈就打电话给我。
And she said.Even God is willing to help you with such a small thing.
他说，神在这么小的事情上面也在帮助你。
And He took care of it for you so cleanly.
他非常干净利落帮你解决的事情。
I feel like God really takes care of you.
所以我感觉到神真的很照顾你。
And I really do feel the same way.
我也感觉同样的。
That throughout my whole life, as long as I turn to Him,
在我的整个人生当中，每次我回转向他的时候，
and rely on him with my whole heart,
如果说我全心全意的信靠他，
then God will always guide me.
他都会帮助我，他都会引领我。
So I from all these experiences, I've learned that in everything in life, all I need to do is pray, and God will lead me.
所以在我人生的经历当中，我就学到这件事情，就是在各样的情况下，我只需要祷告，主耶稣就会帮助我。
And if I continue to do so, then He will continue to guide me.
如果说我继续这样子的祷告，他也会继续的带领我。
And this concludes my testimony. May all the glory be unto His name.
这就是我今天想要跟大家分享的见证。愿所有荣耀归于天上的神。
感谢神，我们听了美好的见证。
Thank God we have listened to a wonderful testimony.
那我想就是用一句话做个总结。
I'd like to use one phrase as a conclusion.
那这句话呢，我们大家都很熟悉。
It's a very familiar phrase.
那就是在神岂有难成的事吗
？In God, is there anything that's impossible?
那真的在神岂有难成的事？
And indeed, in God, is there anything that's impossible?
那神可以解决我们生活上、生命上、信仰上的种种问题呀。
God can resolve a myriad problems in our personal, professional, and private life.
那我们从这个Joyce 姐妹身上，我们看见哈，这个年轻人从学校毕业之后呢，其实就是另一个阶段信仰考验的开始。
And from Sister Joyce's testimony, since the time of her schooling, we can see that there was a different aspect of her faith that was being tested.
首先你必须要就业。
First, you need to find a job.
那就业的问题解决之后呢，通常接着就必须要考虑这个婚姻的问题。
And after your professional life is resolved, then you need to think about marriage.
那偏偏在这两件事上呢，我们人能够掌握的实在是太少。
And just in these two aspects of our lives, there's such a very little control that we can have over them.
那如果在这两件事上懂得依靠神的话呢，其实这就是一个真智慧了。
If we can rely in God in these circumstances, then it shows true wisdom.
那圣经也告诉我们呢，神不会让依靠他的人呢，信靠他的人羞愧。
And the Bible tells us that those who rely on God will not be put to shame.
那在人来说，该做的就是把你所求所想的呢，带到神的面前来。
What we should want and what we should request should be brought before God.
那让神呢来为你开一条路。
So that God may open a path for you.
那刚刚这个 Joyce 姐妹也提到这个以赛亚书五十八章那一段经节。
And Sister Joyce brought up the passage in Isaiah.
就是我们在安息日呢， 该用什么样的态度来守安息日。
What type of attitude should we have to observe the Holy Sabbath?
那如果我们按这个真的有这个心要来守这个安息圣日，那真的神会为我们开路的。
If we really have the heart to observe the Holy Sabbath, then God will open a path for us.
好，那我们来看以赛亚书58章的14节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14.
以赛亚书58章14节。
Isaiah chapter 58, verse 14.
十四节，你就以主神为乐，主要使你存驾地的高处，又以你主雅各的产业养育你，这是主神亲口说的。那就是姐妹是用了十三到十三引用的十三节。
Sister Joyce spoke of verse 13.
但是如果我们按着神所要我们守的方式呢，结果我们会得到十四节以下的祝福啊。
But if we observe in the way that God has prescribed, then we will receive the blessings in verse 14.
那这里的祝福呢，如果我们仔细看呢，有好几个不同的祝福。
There are many blessings in verse 14.
那首先呢，你就会以神为乐。
We will delight ourselves in the Lord.
那我们在这个安息日哈，以神为乐真的非常的宝贵。
It's very precious to be able to delight in the Lord on Sabbath.
那如果我们来到这个教会守安息日，但是心呢却是想着很多这个外面世上的事。
If we come to the church to observe the Sabbath, but our heart is full of things in the world.
那这样子我们就无法以神为乐了。
Then we are unable to delight in the Lord.
那因此呢，这个能够在安息日体会到神所赏赐的平安喜乐，真是一个这个神所赐予的福气啊。
It is God's blessing that we can experience His peace and love on the Sabbath day.
那就像这个 Joyce 姐妹说的她愿意这个守这个安息日，按照神的方法来守。
As Sister Joyce described, she wanted to observe the Sabbath in God's way.
那神就将他面前的这些阻挠呢，阻碍就移开了。
Then God started moving aside all of these obstacles in her life.
那除了这个以神为乐，另外就是神要使你承驾地的高处。
Aside from delighting ourselves in the Lord, then He will cause us to ride on the high hills.
那我记得我在这边领会的时候呢，常常在开始祷告的时候引用这一段话。
I remember when I've come to lead service, I often use this verse here.
那承驾地的高处就是让我们能够站在更高的地方啊。
To ride on the high hills is to be on higher ground.
那越离地面越高的地方，就是离神越近的地方啊。
The higher our platform, the closer to God.
那如果我们站在低处呢，我们的心思意念呢，常常就被世界上好多事情给捆绑了。
If we stand in lower ground, then we are bound by the things of the world.
如果我们能够站在属灵的高处，我们才能够看得远。
If we can stand on spiritual heights, then we can see further.
那才能够呢，那体会到神为我们每一个人所定的旨意啊。
Then we can experience the will that God has established for each one of us.
那这段经节第三个我们可以得到的益处呢，就是神又要以你主雅各的产业养育你。
The third benefit is that we will be fed by the heritage of Jacob, our father.
那也就是说，神要这个就是解决我们生活的问题。
That means He will resolve the problems of our lives.
那在旧约时代，神降下这个玛纳养活那时无法耕种的这个以色列民呢。
In the Old Testament, God granted us manna to feed the Israelites who couldn't plant or harvest.
那降玛纳呢，其实就是对以色列人的一种操练呢。
The descent of manna was actually a challenge for the Israelites.
那要训练他们呢，能够来遵行这个神的旨意啊。
It was to train them to obey God's will.
但是呢，如果我们在这个安息日这个按照神所喜悦的方法守安息日。
If we observe the Sabbath in God's prescribed manner.
那同样的，神也让我们生活无所需啊。
Then we will be lacking nothing in our lives.
那神也同样的要借着这件事呢，来考验一下我们的这个信心呢。
God will also use this to test our faith.
啊，那接着呢，Joyce 姐妹谈到了，她这个先生 Sky 啊的所遇见的那件车祸的事。
Sister Joyce also talked about her the car accident that Sky experienced.
啊，那这又让我们就是想起我们常常引用的一段经节。
This also reminds us of a frequently used Bible verse.
我们来看腓立比书四章第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7。
往前看，腓立比书四章的第七节。
Philippians chapter 4 verse 7。
啊，神所赐出人意外的平安，必在基督里保守你们的心怀意念呢。啊，那真的，神所赐给我们的平安呢，有时候真的出乎我们意料之外。
Truly, the peace that God grants us is exceeding our understanding.
啊，那神用这个最短的时间帮他解决了他的困难。
God was able to resolve things in the shortest amount of time.
啊，那用出乎他预料之外的结果啊，来让他看见了这个祷告的功效。
And it also showed the power and the effectiveness of prayer by bringing about impossible results.
啊，那这些都是出人意料之意外的这个平安呢。
These all come from a peace that transcends understanding.
啊，那我们有时候要想如何能够得到这出人意外的平安呢
？Sometimes we may ask ourselves, how do we obtain this peace beyond understanding?
啊，那这个答案呢就在第六节。
The answer is in verse 6.
那第六节就告诉我们，应当一无挂虑。
We should be anxious for nothing.
啊，只要凡事借着祷告。
But in everything through prayer and supplication.
啊，祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
That with thanksgiving we will give our requests and make them known to God.
啊，当我们这样子做的话呢，我们常常就会体验到那种出人意外的平安了。
If we often do these things, we will experience a peace that is beyond understanding.
啊，那这就告诉我们，真的，在这个我们信仰生活中啊。祷告是不可或缺的。
This is why prayer should not be missing from our lives.
啊，你亲近神，神就亲近你。
If we draw near to God, then God will draw near to us.
啊，你远离神，虽然神也不会放弃你，但是呢，你隔神的距离就没有那么亲密了。
If we distance ourselves from God, even though God will not abandon us, but we will no longer be as a with a close relationship with Him.
啊，那有时候我们在这个信仰。家庭、事业啊，三者中间呢，很难做个选择。
Sometimes it's very difficult to choose between faith, our profession, and our family life.
啊，但是呢，早在创世纪的时候呢，神就已经为我们想好了。
But even in the times of Genesis, God had already thought about this for us.
啊，那神也为我们把这个优先顺序老早就排好了。
God had already given us the priority.
我们来看创世纪。二十六章的二十五节。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 26 verse 25.
创世纪二十六章二十五节。
Genesis chapter 26 verse 25.
二十五节，以撒就在那里筑了一座坛，求告主的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。嗯，然后这里就谈到了这个三件事的先后顺序。
Here it tells us the order of priority that we should have for these aspects of our life.
啊，那个烛坛就是我们的信仰生活，它排第一。
The first priority is the altar, which is our spiritual aspect.
啊，那支搭帐篷就是我们的家庭生活呢，它排第二。
Pitching the tent refers to our family life, and that takes the second place.
啊，那挖了一口井啊，挖井这件事呢，就好像我们的事业啊，那这排第三。
Digging the well refers to our professional life, which is third priority.
啊，那这个顺序呢是神所喜悦的顺序。
This is a sequence that is pleasing to God.
啊，那我们是不是有这个信心呢？啊，在我们的信仰、家庭以及事业中，按照这个顺序来排呢
？Do we have the faith to follow this order of priorities?
啊，那这就是我们信仰要长进的地方啊。
This is theaspect of our faith that needs to grow.
啊，那这也是我们要常常求神加添我们力量的地方啊。
This is also where we must ask God to add to our strength.
啊，我们常常 很多想做的事，但是软弱，做不来。
There are many things we want to achieve, but because we are weak, we cannot attain them.
但是只要你对神有信心。
But if we have faith in God.
只要你愿意呢，把你的软弱提到神的面前来。
If we are willing to bring our weakness before God.
那神就愿意伸手帮助你。
Then God will stretch out His arm and help us.
那我们要记住，这个神绝对不会让信靠他的人羞愧。
We must remember that God will never put those who rely on Him to shame.
那这是我们信仰应当有的这个信心啊。
This is the faith that we should have.
那最后我们请唱赞美诗442首。
Let us sing hymn 442.